Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up at 9:45, I'll tell you something that tilted me at MGM National Harbor yesterday. Almost more than my aces getting cracked at the end of the tournament. It wasn't on that level, but it was close.
Since you're probably going to forget, I've written down 9:45 cakes tilt.
Okay, good. Perfect.
And you had already forgotten, I had to confirm with Drab,
yes,
that he came in and said, hey, we have two pair of Caps tickets to give away.
I don't remember that.
Of course you don't remember.
I actually don't think it happened.
Oh, you think you were out of the room? You're going to pull an EB? I must not have been there.
I'm pretty sure.
Drab, was he here when you came in and said that?
I'm not sure. It's all good. It's all good.
Pretty sure I wasn't.
No, I think I just said
it. Memory's generally pretty good when it needs to be.
I know I only said it to JP.
Okay. Got it. Okay, good. All right, so 9:45.
Cakes is tilt.
Cakes tilt. Second most tilting thing in MGM.
I'm intrigued.
Yesterday. We'll do that at 9:45. Keep the listeners on the edge of the seat.
Still open line Thursday.
If you want
to knock off Scott. 800-636-1067. He's the caller of the day, caller of the year.
So far. But we'll get to them hopefully at some point. But we have some Commanders breaking news.
Breaking news on the Fan is brought to you by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Get 3 free days of BetQL access by downloading the BetQL app or visiting BetQL.com. Breaking news in from Nikki Javala of the Washington Post. Commanders quarterback Jaden Daniels and wide receiver Terry McLaurin have been selected to the 2025 Pro Bowl. There are 11 other Commanders that have been chosen as alternates. Once again, Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin are heading to the Pro Bowl. This is Adam Pohl with breaking news presented by BetQL Sports on 106.7 The Fan.
Sometimes things work seamlessly.
Mm-hmm.
So he brings up the breaking news. During the break, I had seen the story and I put up a Junkies Poll of the Day. Of course, Junkies Poll of the Day presented by Scotty's Vodka. Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV. Plenty of Scotty's Vodka consumed on New Year's Eve.
I think you had like a cartoon-sized bottle.
I had the big boy.
You had the XL bottle of Scotty's Vodka. I was impressed.
I also had, they brought us the stateside vodka. Actually, I probably shouldn't muddy the waters.
Yeah, that's not.
That's from another client friend of ours.
Correct.
From Surfside.
Yeah.
Anyway, Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin made the Pro Bowl. Who was snubbed and most deserving of their teammates?
Snub? Is there any obvious snub?
I gave you 4 choices. Bobby Wagner,
yep.
Frankie Louvu, Zach Ertz, and Tyler Biadasz. Just to give you where they're ranked in terms of alternates, I believe I could double check. Bobby Wagner was a first alternate. Tyler Biadasz, a second alternate. Just to give you a couple of the others, Dante Fowler Jr. has got a bunch of sacks, third alternate. Zach Ertz, a fifth alternate. So, and Louvu, a second alternate.
And look, I know it's an honor for these guys to be named to the Pro Bowl, but the Pro Bowl has become like a laughingstock.
Well, they're not even doing the game
anymore.
It's
become a farce. It's like a skills competition. There might be like a flag football element to it.
Yeah, but it's recognition.
Yeah.
And for some of these guys, they have incentives.
Well, yeah, that's the most important part.
I would vote for Louvu. I think Louvu has been the most impactful defensive player on this team.
I think Biadasz probably also should get some consideration.
Hard for me to judge a center.
It is.
I don't know where.
It's not a glamour position, but he helped solidify what was thought to be one of the worst units on the team. Like, he was a big free agent signing. He came in. I think he generally put up good PFF grades week in, week out. And I mean, he helped anchor a unit that was really poor last year and that there were a lot of question marks about heading into the season. And I think for the most part, the offensive line has performed relatively well. Better than people expected them to.
If you want to chime in on that, you can at 800-636-1067.
Let's go to Cole. He's been waiting on the MGM National Harbor listener lines for a bit. Cole, you're on with the Jux. Good morning.
I don't know if he's going to be the caller of the day.
Cole, what are you doing? We had you teed up and ready to go, and you just face planted.
On hold too long,
these
I guess.
Things happen.
Part of being a caller, you got to make it through the elite call screener.
That's right.
You got to avoid being banned. So don't.
And you have to
be snippy.
You have to be a good listener.
Yeah.
You have to be cognizant of where we are in the show, and then we go to you. You hear the little click, and then you're off and running.
Probably the fastest
101.
The fastest ticket, probably, to get through Drab, the elite phone screener who likes to ban people, mm-hmm. is to say your topic is to Joan on the Junkies.
Yeah, it's probably a fast pass for you.
Yeah.
you're in the easy pass lane if that's your topic. But please pay attention. We're not asking for that much. Just pay attention. Speak when we ask you to speak.
I don't even remember if this was our show, but was there a time where we punched up a caller who had been in hold for so long that fell asleep?
I'm sure that's happened.
We could hear him kind of snoring.
Sure, it's happened at some point.
I feel like that did happen on our show.
I mean, that's not.
And then we just like listened to the guy.
That's kind of an indictment on our product, is if we're just putting you to sleep.
Valdez, do you remember
while
this?
You're on the phone?
Sorry, say that again.
Do you remember? Did we one time have a caller who was on hold for like 45 minutes, an hour, and then we punched him up and you could hear that he was sleeping?
Yeah, that's happened before.
Yeah.
I would guess that's happened multiple times over the years. I mean, we've been taking calls for almost 30 years.
Our early morning show, a lot of people sleep deprived.
Mm. You know what? Yesterday, I took a late nap. Shocker. I took a late nap while I was at MGM.
Right, because you had that wild and crazy night at my house. We left at 9:40.
I was out till almost 9:20 at your house.
Whenever Scott finished his set.
So I laid down in the bed at about 5 o'clock, and okay. I was going to go eat dinner at 6. So I was like, I don't need to set my alarm.
Where were you doing dinner?
I just did dinner at Bento.
Okay.
Grabbed some sushi. So I was like, I don't need to set my alarm. Like, I'm just going to lay down for a few minutes. I'll be fine. Whatever. Lay down. I wake up with a start half an hour later, and I'm completely discombobulated. I roll over and look at my phone, and it says 5:30. I thought it was 5:30 the next morning. I thought I was oversleeping for this show today, and then I was like, hold on, it's 5:30. In the evening. Like, I thought I lost.
So you took a quick nap then?
I took a quickie, but I thought.
But it felt like a long one. You had a panic.
Yeah, I had a panic until I realized, oh, it was 5:30 p.m., not 5:30 a.m.
I've had that panic a few times over the years since I've been doing the morning show. Generally, it's like on a Saturday morning.
Right.
When I've woken up and I look at the clock, whoa, I overslept.
Right.
And then, like, it tells me, oh, it's Saturday.
Right. Then you're good.
Nice.
All right, let's see if Mike from Orange can recover Open Line Thursday, because the last call was a disaster. Mike, you're on with the Junks. Good morning.
Hey, this is Mike from Orange. Bobby Wagner made this defense what it is this year, period.
So you think he's been more impactful than Luvu?
Our defense was like 28th last year. Luvu's good. Yeah, I like him. But Bobby Wagner leads this defense.
I mean, I think that's fair to say.
No, Bobby Wagner got snubbed hard.
All right, Mike's a big Bobby Wagner mark.
I'm going to have to look and see who the linebackers who were selected over him. But the thing that I like about Luvu, he seems to have more impactful plays.
Right.
Like, Wagner seems to be, and there's nothing wrong with this, like a meat and potatoes tackle guy.
Yeah.
You know, right place. Right time.
I think like Drab is described, like if the play basically comes to Bobby Wagner, he's going to make the play. He's going to make the tackle. But like his range is limited. Like Luvu, I agree with you. He seems more impactful all over the field making plays. Just jumps out to me a little bit more than Bobby Wagner. Maybe Bobby Wagner's the more solid leader type, obviously. That's part of the reason he was brought here. But I think Luvu is more impactful.
You want
than
your
Bobby
NFC
Wagner.
Linebackers
sure.
who are selected over Bobby Wagner?
Yep.
Again, you can vote at Junks Radio. Who was snubbed? And if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Micah Parsons in at linebacker.
Yep.
Danielle Hunter. These are big sack guys. Mm-hmm. Hassan Reddick from the Eagles. Fred Warner from the 49ers. I mean, some people were saying he should have been defensive player of the year. And then, oh, you know what? I'm looking at it. Why the heck did this give me? You know what? My bad.
You looked
That's
at
last
the wrong year.
I mean, I Googled it. The first story that comes up.
Okay,
NFL
no,
Pro Bowl roster.
It's all good. Gather yourself. Find the right year's worth of stats. We're going to come back, and we're going to give the listeners a chance to win another pair of Caps tickets. Even though I wasn't told that earlier, I was told that during this segment. We have another pair of Caps tickets to see them take on Montreal.
And
we're going to talk about my second most tilting thing that happened to me at MGM National Harbor yesterday. Bank local, cheer local, in business every day is game day. Business is always moving up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank team treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender.